G'day everybody, and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett. When we look at playing fantasy football, you got to look at it glass half full and glass half empty. I'm kind of in between at the moment because this week, Steve and I, we played in our home league grand final and in the prelim of our listener league redraft. And Steve, he got the chocolates in the home league, so can't be filthy about that, especially when I had Jack Darling get KO'd in the first couple of minutes and scored a minus one in Supercoach format scoring, as well as Jaron Geary getting the KO as well. So it's a question of what could have been, but we welcome you, Steve. You, top of the world, mate. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Jono, but g'day, listeners. And I know for the listeners, there's nothing more boring than hearing about someone else's fantasy team. So, Jono, just go take your fucking mound of salt that you're sitting on right over there and piss off.
I'm not dirty. I'm not salty. Not salty whatsoever.
That's fine.
I'm extremely drunk, but I'm not salty.
But as the poorest man in fantasy football, I actually went away this weekend, went up to Stall. That's where you go when you're on $17.30 an hour. But I went out.
That's like the minimum wage.
Look, that's not what I want, but it's a good bit. It's not much more, I'll put it that way. You go to Stall. But I was away, and guys, I got a bit of a sad story. Actually, I was away and I didn't know how to respond. It took a few hours. I got champed when I was out. And there's nothing more. I don't know how you boys respond to. I haven't been champed.
Is it emasculating?
It's emasculating. It's a tails between the leg. The tails reaching for some. For some knackers that are no longer there, they're shriveled up inside you. I had to let Mrs. Fizz drive home because I think there's a rule, you're not actually allowed to drive the car within 48 hours of being champed. So it was a bad weekend in a lot of ways. I mean, good for the win because, Jono, I hate you, but what can you say?
Yeah, it's mutual.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's horses for courses, you know. You win the home league, but you lose the listener league. But
you lose your manness.
Swings and roundabouts.
You lose your manness.
Champ. I've champed people on social media, and the empowerment you have, it's unreal. But to get it in person, I don't think I've ever been champed.
You don't want it. That's
not looking forward to it. But we welcome to the man who must be the most frozen person in Southern Australia right now, and that is the Statesman. How you doing?
I'm very well, and I apologise to the listeners. My voice is still a little bit nasally. That's why I missed last week. I was in the depths of a pretty serious man flu. I am recovering, and I will say I'm recovering so well that I'll be departing and not be on the show next weekend, because I'm heading up to the sunshine to get rid of the snow that was coming down in our place this afternoon, but also this awful little episode that I've been going through. So I'll start tonight actually for once on brand and say I'm very pleased to say that the grudge match between We Have Big Cocks and Statesman will be the grand final of the Listener League Keeper this weekend, although to be fair, it is the consolation final. So neither of us got into the top six whatsoever. But that will be played, the big one between Jono and Paddy Whack, with Steve missing out being the number one loser of the week.
Are you just going up to the Gold Coast to high five Fiorini
for
the last couple of weeks?
Yep, pretty much. Sunshine Coast, so I'm just going a little bit too north than the Gold Coast. But, I was pretty impressed with the boy this weekend, I must admit. Just moving on, obviously that was the Keeper League. For the redraft Listener League, it will be Jono again, who also beat Steve, who's a double loser this weekend. And he'll be playing in the grand final against Instant Karma. And, of course, we already know Jono, and we know Jono's obviously going to get the double lose next weekend, as he is our biggest loser. And I thought I should introduce the man that's got a chance to take it out on the redraft, and that's Instant Karma. And Tim did a bit of a welcome at the beginning of the year, so it's only fair to share the welcome. He said, look, I'm Tim. I enjoy long romantic walks on the beach.
Toby, great. Isn't it?
Not the point of this. No, that's Paddywhack is Toby.
That's Paddywhack. This is Instacarmo in the redraft. I'm playing with. I'm in that many finals.
Yes, that's very true. You poor man, Steve.
And last but not least, we welcome the third and forgotten McLaughlin. Welcome to you, Cam.
G'day, guys. I'm two things. The first thing is I've come off my league a winner, won my grand final for the third time in 5 years. So turn it up. And the second thing, I had to Google champed just now, and I had no idea what it was, and so I've gone to the place of all places for definitions, Urban Dictionary, and I've got a few gems here, and I still don't know which one it is. So I've got either to be called champ in a mocking or condescending way, or my personal favourite on this list, an adjective used to describe the act of getting severely intoxicated, but still on point nonetheless.
It's the first one.
Ah, okay, very good. Oh, sorry about that, champs.
Well, I'm intoxicated, so yeah, well done.
It's still on point, nonetheless.
Yep. Absolutely.
So my whole shtick this week is, I said last week or the last time I was on that I was going to be a dad next year.
Did we say congrats for the sex? Is that...
You did. No, there was a definite congrats, but I'm building my dad bod. And so, as the guys on the webcam can see, I have garlic bread, chips, and chicken tenders for dinner, and I'm super happy about it.
Not enough carbs there. Not enough carbs.
Cool. So
more carbs.
So that's what, 35 minutes we've been going. Let's wrap up the pod.
All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. No, but if you want to follow us on social media, do that by checking us out on Twitter at the Draft Doctors, at Statesman33, at the Potato Bake, and STPorter15. Search the Draft Doctors on Facebook and check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au. But we are looking at the things we notice for the round. Steve, what have you got, mate?
Yeah, so I just want to avoid the matches. And there's, just so much we learn year in, year out about fantasy football. And look, if you're playing next week, congratulations. It's obviously your grand final. But it's 1 week. Season averages can go out the door to a lot of degrees. Yes, I play my studs, but playing a guy because he averages 83 over a guy who averages 81, just you got to look at the matchup. Is it going to be what's going to get you over the line that particular week? Because it could be a 50-point swing. That's just be really mindful of those little things, especially the bigger your squad sizes, the more you need to worry about floor than ceiling. The smaller your squad size, worry about ceiling, that's fine. Next thing, we're not that smart in fantasy football, and that never ceases to amaze me. We looked at some of the matchups last week because they really looked quite tasty. I'm thinking Hawthorn over St Kilda, Western Bulldogs over Carlton, and Brisbane over the Gold Coast, and all those matches were nip and tuck and certainly weren't the fantasy blowouts maybe we're expecting. We're just not that smart. Even something as simple as, oh, who's Levi Greenwood going to go to? Is it Ollie Wines? Maybe it's Robbie Gray. Whoops, no, it's Chad Wingard. So we're just not that smart. We get things wrong all the time. And fantasy can be cruel, gentlemen. Fantasy can be very, very cruel this week. Jono, like you mentioned at the start, Jack Darling, what can you do? Can't do anything. Alex Witherden, what can you do? There's just injuries, there's laid outs, and that is just part and parcel of fantasy. So I'd focus on process over results. Like, the result doesn't mean you're wrong, just means you're unlucky. Getting to the finals is the key, and a hell of a lot of luck goes into winning a league. Like, that's just the truth of it.
Back your system.
So winning the off-season doesn't mean much in fantasy, in real footy either. Port Adelaide seemed to have a great off-season, and that maybe hasn't worked out so fantastically well. When we're identifying breakouts, be aware of the competition for the sort of roles they're going to do. And the three key roles that I sort of look for, and I did, you know, this is a thing. I always look for the interceptors when I'm looking for defenders. Look for the guys who get the handoff for the run and carry out of defense, and look for the center square time. We're seeing guys. Tom Rockliffe is a prime example. He was obviously moving out of a role where there was no competition for center square time into a team that has all the competition for center square time, and it really is very key. And sort of like if you look at the St Kilda situation, where through the first half of the year they had a lot of competition as well, but lately over the last few weeks Jack Steele has really just emerged as the center square king. The fantasy scores have gone up. Those are the key things to look at in the preseason, and also can help you identify some drop-offs. And the last point I want to make is you're injury prone until you're not. Last year, Taylor Adams broke a run of missing games every season. This year, Paddy Cripps, Devon Smith. So we'll look at those.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember how to consider these players going into next season.
Yeah, thanks for that, Steve. Really like that. What do you got there, Statesman?
Well, I'm actually going to start off with the same subject that Steve just finished off. The Bombers finals hopes are over, and a bleed of poor judgment this week that almost landed him in really hot water. The big winner for the season for Essendon is Lunch Meat. His entry into the midfield, and I hate to say this, boys, I told you so.
Were you wrong on that one?
What? Yeah. people continue to listen through the off-season.
We'll get the tape on that one.
We might have some evidence about this.
Scoreboard review.
Second, Steph Martin. What a gun ruckman when he's allowed to actually play in that position. Top three ruckman easily. And we did warn at actually beginning of last year when the new coach was appointed that coming across from the Hawthorn model, that they have a theory where they play two rucks as much as they can. So, hate to say this, but I told you so.
To be fair, what would you have said halfway through the year on Steph Martin?
I actually had him in other models, but when Oscar's role, when they got confident and Oscar started taking more percentage, that's when the scores really waned off.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, and, he was braining it through the...
Oh, no, yeah. He was doing well. But it's when he loses that 60% of actually being in the ruck is when that score really drops away. The third thing is, sadly, we'll be hearing a fair bit from Archie during the preseason and maybe even a little bit from Fox. And unfortunately, we all know why. 130-plus possession game by that little man from the little island is back again.
That little island's grown a fair bit in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I'm unfortunately, the reality is it was an easy ton. It was scoring well in the 120s in AFL fantasy, but it was only in the 80s for Supercoach, so his effectiveness is a bit of a concern, and maybe that's why he ends up being on the fringe at West Coast list. We're talking about Dom Sheed, of course, for those uninitiated. And fourthly, sorry, this one's very selfish, which you guys know that comes from me all the time. It's actually all about the Statesman. But bloody Luke Parker finally bags a massive score after I've sold him. That's just ridiculous, my man. I do have faith. I still think he's a star, and I'm still sold on him long-term in a Cooper League. I actually don't know what's happened in Sydney. It's something that we're going to have to check in the off-season. I just think they're actually going through a phase where they're trying to educate so many. Everyone's playing different roles, and they're just not steady. They're rebooting. They're getting re-ready, and they're actually playing finals while they're rebooting. Once they've actually sorted out the right mix, I think they're going to go press the button and go for it again. Once they do, I reckon that team will end up having a few high-scoring stars. So that's my thought. And last but not least, and this is hashtag off Brown, I'm proudly just posted the highest score in AFL fantasy than I ever have before, and I'm sitting in fourth position, and it's going to be an interesting week ahead. We all got to congratulate young Shelby. He's done it again. He's sitting in number one position, last year's winner. It's remarkable that he's a huge chance. He's going to be in number one position by 14 points this week, and he's obviously now the favourite to be back-to-back winners, so well done to him. But I'm only sitting a beautiful 65 points behind the leader, so you just never know. It's the captain choice. It's the your pod who gets an injury. Either way can just make a huge difference. But whatever happens, I'm actually heading off to the up to the Gold Coast. Oh, sorry, up to the Sunshine Coast. So I'll actually be setting my team and forgetting it because I'll have family duty. So I won't know what's happened till the end of the weekend. So be interesting to see how that weekend goes, how much I'll be fretting. But good luck to everyone. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed immensely being involved.
Well, here's a tip. Stream Geelong players against the Gold Coast Sun. Yeah. Wink, wink, yeah. Nod, yeah, nod. Think. Yeah. And just on this Sydney point, I don't mind that at all. Like, we've seen your Papleys, your Hewitts and all that run through the midfield and looking for that next big bull of a midfielder. But you think Luke Parker's going to stay there. He's young, well, middle-aged, and he's an absolute star, especially with Kennedy. Was he 29, 30 now? So, no, I don't mind that at all whatsoever. Some of the things I've noticed, I think Steve touched on it, was Jack Steele. He's an absolute stud coming from the GWS. He played the tagging role on Tommy Mitchell and absolutely locked him down there for about a half of football and was actually winning his own balls. So not only shutting him down, but getting his own ball. But that's something we've seen from the taggers this year. When you're a tagger and playing the guts, you get the pill. And on my second point, that was Jarryn Geary. He was actually taking the centre bounces and playing midfield before he got knocked the hell out. So Jarryn Geary had that role change, which would have been pretty good if you played him in a matchup, but unfortunately he was knocked out and didn't score you too well. The Cats. Tim Kelly, if he was eligible for the Rising Star, would he be winning right now? Cam, you're a Cats fan. I know you're chewing your food there, so I'm just going to ramble on a little bit and give you some time, but he's an absolute gun.
He's an absolute gun, and genuinely do not know if he's going to remain there next year. Fingers crossed that he does, but all the reports saying he's probably going west.
Where's a better fit for him, West Coast or Freo? I mean, if Gaff goes to Melbourne, be a perfect replacement, you would think, because he can play both roles.
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest, I'd look at, from his perspective, which club is closer to a premiership, and you'd have to go West Coast.
Yeah. Man, I'd be throwing the checkbook at him. He is an absolute star, that kid. Zach Smith. If you you think you're the second string ruckman at that club, you are certainly not. We've seen Reece Stanley out for the year with that calf injury. They bring in Ryan Abbott and tons up both formats. I did roll in myself this week once Segler went down. I thought,
mate, no one cares about your fucking team, Jono.
Gotta have perspective. Gotta roll him out.
Just say he was good.
He was good. 100, both formats. There you go. Zach Smith could be on the market for another team. So Western Bulldogs, St Kilda could be looking to get him. All good right there. And late season, last hurrahs, I'm going to call them. Get stuffed. You can't make finals. Put the cue in the rack like the other teams. I'm talking to you, St Kilda and the Crows. You suck. Put the cue in the rack, play for draft picks. That's what it's all about. Not trying to win games of footy. We saw the Crows beat North Melbourne by a couple of points and the Saints within a kick of the Hawks. Get stuffed. Move on. Now, where are we at? You throw me, Steve. Good on you.
We've been recording for 24 minutes and fucking half the time you're spending out talking your own team. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, they do. We've got to get something back.
Oh, I wish we were on video right now.
Steve's just doing the Ryan Reynolds just face palming, and it's good. Waiver wire pickups. When we do talk waiver wire pickups, it is the Ultimate Footy 75% ownership. But seeing it is coming into the last round for most of you guys, it's not so much about the ownership and it's more about the matchup. But kicking off with me, I've got defenders versus the Western Bulldogs. The Western Bulldogs still don't know how to kick to a key forward. So your blokes like your Cade Simpsons and Steve's boy Caleb Marchbank actually scored pretty well on the weekend. So
Wietering was back, so I think that helps.
Yeah, so you got a bloke like Marchbank. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Is it Kian Byrne? I don't know.
Yeah.
He scored well. Yeah. He scored well. So you can look at him. I've got Wayne Miller. He is 79% playing against GWS. We know the defenders score pretty well. He's the only one that's lowly owned. No, Adelaide are not playing. Who the hell is Adelaide playing? Anyway. Because Gito was playing Melbourne. Ryan Abbott, 51%. Oh, there you go. So should score well. Ryan Abbott, 51% of ownership. He is going up against Witts, but did actually score. We saw Steph Martin. I know he's a gun ruckman, but Ryan Abbott can hold his own. He had the 19 possessions, 4 marks, 5 tackles, and the 31 hitouts. So if you do need a ruckman, you can look for Ryan Abbott. And we was mentioned early in the pod, Sheed Island seems to be afloat again. He is in 67% of teams, and they are playing the Brisbane Lions up at the Gabba this week. So we do know the Lions can give up the points. So look for Dom Sheed, and that's all I've got for my pickups this week. What have you got, Steve?
Yeah, I agree completely on Dom Sheed. I think I'd be looking for... Well, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? I think Nick Haynes is a pretty interesting pickup. Certainly looked to be a lot freer without Heath Shaw in the back line. Chris Mayne, revenge game against Fremantle this week. probably
swag.
Probably wouldn't be my first 20. Choice. No, actually, if I needed a forward, I think Majak's been really good. I played him this week. He's been really solid. And against St Kilda, I don't think... I mean, it's going to be... It's sort of a nothing match, but I think St Kilda have been pretty ineffective going inside 50, so I think Magic Glooms is a good pick. Defenders against Collingwood, so Fremantle, Shane Kirsten looms is an interesting choice. Nathan Wilson looms is an interesting choice. I've got to think they have a little bit of pride and bounce back in their last home game. Maybe they don't beat Collingwood, but I certainly think they're capable of a better performance than what they dished up at Geelong on the weekend. Yashid, Prio, Geelong obviously versus the Gold Coast. Maybe Parfitt's hit the pool in your league if you need a ruckman, like Jono said, Ryan Abbott. I mean, everyone should get in on this feast. Jordan Murdoch should get in on it. Lockie Henderson,
maybe. Cunico, Colin Chesney, they're all there.
Yeah, I mean, it should just, I mean, whether you, I mean, they're not all going to score 90 plus, but I think there's going to be enough 90 pluses to go around. This should really be, this should really be a bigger, and it's just an interesting guy. I mean, it's a terrible matchup, so I'm not playing Jack Bowes, but he's actually scored pretty well the last couple of weeks, and maybe he's just one to watch for the future because he certainly had some fantasy pedigree when he came into the league a couple of years ago. That's all I got.
Yep, no worries. And Statesman, what have you got there?
Well, I'm just going to move straight on to the Statesman skippers, to be fair, mate. Grand final week with a few leagues left. So obviously, first and foremost, the loophole options. Port and Essendon actually looks a pretty good game for loophole options. Obviously, Zach Heppel, Devon would be the best options for Essendon. But of course, then you've got the W's, the Wines, Westhoff and Wingard, all good options for Port Adelaide. I haven't seen much out of Rocky over the last... month or so I think probably his fantasy reign is probably over and he's playing a more team orientated role, but seeing their unlikely, I mean, if they win by I think about 160 points, I think they can sneak in with percentage if other results go the right way, but obviously it's very unlikely. It'd be interesting to see how they perform, both teams not playing for finals effectively, of whether it actually gets freed up and you might get a bit of point scoring. The captain risky for the week, we're all heading in the same direction. There's a bit of egg on my face. I didn't pick Jack Riewoldt. Fantastic game he played, 10 goals against the Gold Coast. So I'm going the same theory. It's Tom Hawkins, a bag full against the Suns on the card again. He's just been in fantastic form, and it's just the right one. They need to get as much percentage as they possibly can to help their positioning in the finals race. So they'll be going hell for leather, and I reckon Tom will get on the end of quite a few, and trying to work out what my last little moves are going to be made. So obviously he's one I've got to discuss in my head, but I'll be honest, I'm probably going to play it nice and safe and just make sure I'm in the top five or sneak into the top three.
Yeah, the Cats are playing Saturday afternoon and the weather's supposed to be pretty good, about 15 degrees, a bit of sunshine in Melbourne, so yep. I'd be rolling the captain risky on Tom Hawkins myself. Don't mind it whatsoever.
If you've got him chucking on, it just might be the way to win your grand final.
Do you know what he do you know off the top of your head, just a random question here, what he's worth in salary cap?
I wouldn't have a clue straight off the top of my head, but it wouldn't take me too long to check, and I can certainly do that for us. But look, at the end of the day, those type of formats, it just all depends where you are. If you're in a league grand final and they are a team that probably looks a little bit stronger than you, that's when you should have a crack at these captain riskies in your formats. So he's 621. I don't know on Supercoach, that's fantasy. So it's still not the cheapest, but at the end of the day, he's got a great scoring component. Yeah.
Nah, don't mind it whatsoever. And he's still got a couple of chicken tenders left on his plate and a few chips. But what have you got there for the injury report for us, please, Cam?
So firstly, we'll start off with Alex Witherden. So he basically did his hammy early in the game, and he'll be out for the rest of the year. And it's getting to that time of the year now where saying someone's a season is pretty consistent, so my job got a lot easier. But Jaron Geary, he got knocked out. They've got an 8-day turnaround before their next game, and I expect that he'll probably be right to go next week. Ryan Griffin, done for the year, another hammy womp. You won't see him next year, and to be honest, if you're still in fantasy, you probably don't have Ryan Griffin anyway. Brody Smith, so he was a late out today, and it was apparently because of a cork calf. And precautionary, so he'll be back next week, ready to roll. One to watch is Marcus Bontempelli. So this week he played with a sore back, and he was a carryover from last week. And to be honest, it's a sore back because he's carrying the entire team, I guess. But he
and a hip as well.
Yeah, and a hip as well. So then basically saying that he'll be right next week, but I would keep your eyes on it. He'll be a late out or not named. Tom Doty, rising star, potentially, but round 23, absolutely not. So his collarbone is gone. He's done for the year. Jack Darling as well, early KO. So I know that's hurt some of us on the pod.
Fuck yeah!
And he...
just wrap it up, mate. We're bad for time.
Yeah, Jack Darling. Hey,
I've never seen a bloke look that good wearing a tracksuit before. Like, honestly, he was rocking that thing.
Sure, he didn't know he was in a tracksuit because he was KO'd, but man, he looked.
Well, I said he was going to kick 6 goals for Melbourne, but anyway.
So he won't be. He won't play next week. And finally, just a bit of a serve to anyone that owns Titch and lost their final because he got tagged out of the game.
He scored 100.
Welcome to an average captain ton, Titch
owners.
That's
what we used to get.
This is what it feels like.
Yeah, every 5 or 6 years ago, that was the highest you were ever going to get out of your captain options.
Yeah.
That's it. Awful.
Well, this podcast is sponsored by Saxa, and we'll bringing all your salt to you for the remaining of the season.
God damn.
Jeez, anything else? Just rub it in, you know, suck it to all the Witherden owners? I don't know.
No.
Well, I did have one for Frio fans, but I might just... I think they've
had enough. Go for it.
Yep. They've had enough. I think it's time to hang up the scarves for Frio fans.
All right. And on that note, I think we will wrap up the show because I know I'm tired and emotional.
20.
And Steve's had...
22 under 22 next week.
Yeah.
Wait, do you want to do... Oh, sorry. Saisman, if you're not here, should we do that one? Should we do something else?
I think we should do it for the week after.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I do apologize. I'll do a bit of work on it as soon as I possibly can. But yeah, I won't be here. I'd rather do it with you guys.
Well, this is your bag, baby. So we'll let you do that one.
Twins, Basil. Twins.
Fantasy recap or something. I don't know. We'll come up with something for your listening pleasure. And then the week after that, you're 22 under 22. And man, there's some quality players there. Quality players. Looking forward to that one. So thanks for listening. If you want to follow us on social media, you can check us out on Twitter at The Draft Doctors, at Statesman 33, at The Potato Bake, and ST Border 15. Search The Draft Doctors on Facebook and check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au. Good luck if you are playing your round 23 grand final. We hope you get that massive, massive swag just like Steve did this week, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Draft Doctors Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review.